B-Pod Studios.
Time for the Big Brain Plays. Checkpoint XP is back on your radio with James, Robbie, and Weird Beard.
Welcome back. You're hanging with Weird Beard, Robbie Landis, and someone who can't wait to pay a visit to Tiny Tina's Wonderland, me, James Campbell.
Okay, so this, you have to choose a class in this, right? Like a Dungeons and Dragons class. Yes, Robbie?
I assume that this is basically going to be Borderlands, so there will be four main characters that you select, and it's basically just Borderlands, but it's all in Tiny Tina's world of bunkers and badass.
So, James, what kind of a character are you hoping to pick? If you could pick, like, a knight, a wizard, a
he's going
a
barbarian.
Yes, if there's a big, hunky yes. guy, but I want to be able to use a gun.
It'll
trailer.
It'll all be guns. You're basically going to be Brick from Borderlands 2, but with a machine gun.
I love it. The game looks so cool, at least from the few short clips that we saw. Guns, magic.
And the diamond-encrusted butt stallion.
Yes, the butt stallion! The unicorn that comes out of nowhere! And his name is Butt Stallion!
Yeah, that's right.
I want to ride you. I want to ride you, Butt Stallion.
I think for me, since we got James best in show here, I'm going to go ahead and go next. For me, it was definitely Guardians of the Galaxy. We actually knew that this game was coming. There was a rumored leak they would
really?
Be announcing it, but nobody actually knew what it was, right? And I think it's really easy, especially, you know, since seeing what a good superhero game looks like with, you know, Arkham Knights or with Spider-Man, and then seeing what a mediocre game looks like with Avengers. It would have been really easy to get this game wrong, and the fact that they nailed the Guardians of the Galaxy vibe
absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, Star-Lord has an ultimate move where he starts up the Walkman in, like, games. First of all, anybody who streams this, you're getting DMCA takedown,
absolutely.
So just keep that in mind. But overall, the game hits everything that I love in a game. Story-driven, character-driven, you know, action RPG elements, and the Guardians. You know, I know that a lot of people are complaining, oh, well, they don't look like the MCU version. They actually look very comic accurate, though, I will say that.
Oh, are they more accurate than comics?
Yeah, okay. When you close your eyes, Gamora and Drax specifically, very comic accurate. When you close your eyes and you just listen to it, like, you're like, yeah, that's Guardians of the Galaxy. 100% on board.
I'll tell you, Star-Lord looks a little bit like the thrift shop guy.
Macklemore, yeah, he does. What about you, Weird Beard? I dare to ask.
Oh, man.
He's probably got like four or five different things that he wants to talk about.
I do. Elden Ring might be cool. Battlefield 2042. I'm going to pick one that I'm going to get clowned for.
Uh-oh.
Halo Infinite looked kind of good. I was kind of excited for Halo Infinite. I was kind of excited for, like, they definitely have upgraded the graphics from the last time that we saw it, because the last time that we saw Halo Infinite, it looked like an N64 game.
Do you think that their target for coming out at the end of the year, holiday 2021, is doable with all of, like, the development drama we've heard of?
I don't think so. But I don't know. Like,
it does, and we get, like, a Fallout 76 Cyberpunk fiasco with Halo... Oh,
that's
man.
That's bad.
Oh, the Xbox are going to be up in arms.
Well, what is it, Weird Beard, that really is making you gravitate towards this game? Because Halo is not even on, like, the map that I would have assumed you'd be into.
Well, for one, there's a character in Apex Legends named Valkyrie. Her voice actress is doing the voice acting for the new
Cortana.
The new Cortana.
The AI in the suit.
Weird Beard's got a crush on Cortana.
Dude, absolutely. And then outside of that as well, not only did I say that it looks a lot better, but just seeing the multiplayer, they finally revealed what the multiplayer is going to look like. It looked like Halo multiplayer, which is the biggest concern that I had. Was I was like, they're going to make it freaking Halo Fortnite, and I'm going to hate the hell out of it, and I'm going to be mad. It looks like Halo, and that really righted the ship for me, and I feel more confident about it.
Man, high bars here. He just wanted Halo to look like Halo, and
that's
he got it.
It.
Congratulations.
There we go. You know, and at the same time, like, I think I'm going to stick with that, but Robbie, Guardians of the Galaxy may be the sneaker, like, breakout hit, and it's supposed to release when? Do we have a release date?
Yeah, October.
Woohoo!
Yeah. The countdown begin.
And reading some tweets from our Checkpoint account on Twitter, which you can reach at CheckpointXP, we had Mitch at Mitchman said, if Guardians is anything like the Avengers game, I'd rather they burn it to the ground. Somebody else tweeted in, Forza Horizon 5, bonus pick, Riders Republic. Honestly, I'm shocked I liked the presentation as much as I did for it. Riders Republic is the outdoors competitive one. It's like
that's the one where it's like a bunch of different esports, like you're like snowboarding or you're
extreme sports. Yeah, they have snowboarding, okay. They have BMXing, there's skateboarding. If you grew
like
up
squirrel suit flying,
yeah, if you grew up liking Tony Hawk type games, this is the game for you. And I'll agree with Weirdbeard. I'm not into those sort of games, but they found ways to make it really interesting. Like yes. you can put 5v5 in like a skate park, and as you do tricks over the different like obstacles and stuff, it'll change them to the color of your team.
Oh.
So they've turned into like a cool competitive sort of mode, which is really, really original.
What did you like during the E3 or the Summer Games presentations, Echo?
Well, I heard y'all already kind of bring it up, but still my favorite one out of pretty much everything I was shown, even though it wasn't much, would be Redfall. Really excited about how it is, how it looks. I did watch the other interviews afterwards saying kind of how it's going to be arranged as a game where it is like Left 4 Dead but with some powers. But I'm excited because there's a story behind it, which is immediately going to make it better than those. Even though I love Left 4 Dead, don't be wrong, it'd be shameful to say I don't.
Yeah, now, Echo, no, I'm with you. I always got bored of Left 4 Dead after a few rounds with your friends because it was all basically just the same thing. The story is what you need to get me into it, and adding in like the cool powers that they have that makes these different characters sort of unique. Yeah, I'm in with you there, Echo.
Now, here's the thing, Echo. If they were to open up pre-orders today for Redfall, would you pre-order this game?
You know what? Considering how much I like Borderlands, which I feel like the powers gives it more of that feeling, I would. Now, the only problem with it is, I mean, I have Game Pass, so pre-ordering wouldn't do much for me.
That's the way to go.
But, I mean, to show the support, maybe, you know, I'll dip the $5 in somewhere at, like, a, you know, retail store. But, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just going to play through Game Pass, let's be honest.
Awesome, Echo. Thanks so much for your call, and thanks for listening to Checkpoint XP.
Talking about our Twitter over at Checkpoint XP as well, you can find our friends from Checkpoint Daily actually just posted their interview that they were able to do with the voice actress for Lady Dimitrescu, the giant vampire lady that's taken over the internet.
Thanks Lady D.
Resident Evil 8. And it's 7. I lied. It's 7, not 8. Yes.
No, it is 8.
It is 8. All right, never mind. Lady D is in Resident Evil 8, and they actually asked her for her advice on relationships and dating questions, and we'll play a little bit of that for you real quick right here.
There were some really good questions as well, so I'll start with the first one, and it says, hello, Lady D. I've had feelings for someone for years, but I don't think she feels the same way. I fear hanging on to a hopeless situation is preventing me from fun experiences I could have, like dating tall vampiric ladies with excellent hats. How do I let her go? This is from at Batwoman_NYC via Twitter.
I feel like I know this username. I think BatwomanNYC has attended some of my live streams already. Don't think I don't see you. I remember you. Yes, and thank you for acknowledging my excellent hat. It's my favorite part of her costume. Lady D. Okay, Lady D. All of these answers are going to be incredibly violent because this is Lady D. So
we expect nothing less, yes.
Okay, good. Slice them to ribbons.
So, I mean, like, it's pretty fitting for the character, I think,
absolutely,
to just say, hey, they're not responding to you, just
how
just
do
kill
I get
them
over my crush that isn't reciprocating my love? Slice them to ribbons, find a new crush. Okay, I mean, it works. Maybe also have a lawyer handy, too, for what happens afterwards. Do not slice anyone to ribbons, please, nobody.
I like that she did it all in character.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and if you want to see that entire interview, plus they actually talked to the voice actress about what it's like to voice Lady D and be in the whole uproar that was and Resident Evil 8, you can find it over on our Twitter at Checkpoint XP or go onto YouTube, just search Checkpoint XP Esports and Video Games.
Well, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening on your radio station. Make sure you head on over to CheckpointXP.com and check out Checkpoint Daily. There you can hear the latest in video game news that is breaking that day. I want to send a big thank you to Robbie Landis, Weirdbeard, and producer Callie for helping put this episode together. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Checkpoint XP. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the show, and we'll talk to you again on the next level. Hey, it's James from Checkpoint XP. Now, you haven't been grinding solo queue for nothing. You're good enough for a varsity esports team, but you don't know where to look. That's where Looking For a Group comes in. It's a directory of every college esports program in the country. programs, scholarships, whether you're a varsity player or looking for a recreational team, Looking For Group has everything. Head to lfgroup.gg, find the college esports community that's right for you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.